You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As the investigation into the police raid of journalist Nikki Haga's home in 2014 continues, yesterday saw the Privacy Commissioner rule in favour of Haga against Westpac's disclosure of his private information. The raid was part of the search for the identity of Rorschach, the hacker who provided Haga with the information that produced his book Dirty Politics, which alleged the national government at the time was using right-wing bloggers to attack its opponents. In the lead-up to the raid, Westpac disclosed 10 months of Haga's private bank transactions to the police, despite there being no warrant or production order for such information. Commissioner John Edwards said the disclosure was lacking in sufficient evidence and Westpac had breached the Privacy Act in providing the information. Earlier today, I spoke with Haga's lawyer, Felix Geiringer, about the Privacy Commissioner's ruling and what it means for their case.
The fact that the Privacy Commissioner has said that Westpac's disclosure of the information is a breach of Nikki's privacy is useful, because what we're saying is that the police's request in itself was unlawful in that it adduced a breach of the privacy and constituted an unreasonable search and seizure. So part of the test of that is that it has breached somebody's reasonable expectations of privacy. So they're not the same. They're different legal tests and they're in different fora, but the fact that the Privacy Commissioner has had this ruling is certainly useful. But then there's the separate question, which is to do with Westpac and others who are disclosing this sort of information to the police and what should be happening with them in the future. And really what Nikki's doing here, trying to take this case, is to try to change the way things are going. At the moment, a view is formed. It doesn't seem to have formed with any authoritative legal source, which is that as long as the police ask for information, it can be handed over. There's an exception to the Privacy Act that says that where a person is holding information and they reasonably believe that a government agency needs it for an investigation, they can hand it over to them. They've all, it seems, been operating on the belief that all they need is for the government agency to say that they need it and they don't need anything more. I don't think is what the exception is there for. It's not, it seems, what the Privacy Commissioner thinks the exception is there for. And it's hoped that by getting this decision and maybe taking it to the Human Rights Tribunal, we'll be able to change that. The aim is so that government agencies can still get information when they need it. We want the police to be able to get information when they need it. But if they really need it, they can get a production order. That's what the production orders are for. And if they don't actually have grounds, they don't actually have any basis to say that they need it, then they shouldn't just be able to go on fishing expeditions and obtain whatever information they wish.
Right. And the Privacy Act obviously covers more than just journalists. So in terms of what this means for other New Zealanders and all New Zealanders, do you think we should be concerned that a legal order isn't required for our private information?
Well, this decision suggests more strongly that it is needed. Whether or not it's needed, that's the open question. But it seems that the police are operating on the basis that it isn't, and many companies are operating on the basis that it isn't. But our belief is that it is needed. At least for information of this kind or in these circumstances, there are different situations. The police might want much less information. They might want to just know somebody's name, you know, there's something that doesn't really intrude into their privacy. And then these issues don't arise. But what we had here is that the police were searching 10 months' worth of bank transactions. So every cent that had gone in and out of Nikki's account for 10 months. That's incredibly intrusive into somebody's life. And when you're dealing with that kind of information, yes, the belief is that a warrant would be required, a production order. And this decision gets one step closer to establishing that. Hopefully we'll be able to establish that through the courts. If we can't establish it through the courts, then it might need a change in the law. But my firm view is that the law is fine as it is. It just needs to be applied correctly. And the first point you just made is absolutely correct. Nothing about the decision rests on the fact that Nikki was a journalist. He didn't say they shouldn't have been able to do this because I was a journalist. He said they shouldn't be able to do this because, you know, it's private information. And the same would be true of anybody who has banking transactions that the police want to look at. There's a question of harm because of Nicky was a journalist. That's a separate question. What I mean by that is that what the police were trying to do here was they were trying to discover the identity of one of Nicky's sources. Now, there are legal protections in place that stop them from doing that. And what they were essentially doing is sidestepping those legal protections. As long as they never had to apply to anyone for a warrant, nobody ever had to consider whether they should be allowed to find out the name of the source. So the legal protections came into play. So that affects how much harm was caused by what the police did. But whether or not they were allowed to do it at all has nothing to do with Nicky being a journalist. It just has to do with that we all have protection now under the Privacy Act.
Right. So if this isn't an issue with the law itself, I presume you want to see change from the banks themselves in terms of how they interpret this policy and work with police.
Yes, well, I mean, it's not just Westpac, it's all banks, and it's not necessarily all banks, it's all companies. Just working outwards, we have now from Westpac some public statements that suggest that they've got a new policy about not releasing data without a protection order. But what has come out through Nicky's research is that whilst they're telling everyone that they've got this policy, they're not actually committed to always following the policy. They've told the police and correspondents, since telling the public they've got this new policy, that in fact they won't follow it sometimes. So what we need from Westpac is to say, okay, great, you've got this new policy. Now you need to confirm that in all circumstances you will follow your policy. And then moving out to the other banks, we need the other banks to follow Westpac's suit and to establish the same sort of policy. At the moment, the other banks have done quite a good job for themselves of keeping silent and all this. I haven't heard a single statement from a single one. They've just let Westpac bear the brunt. And meanwhile, you know, I've seen a lot of people publicly saying, oh, terrible Westpac, I'm not going to bank with them. Well, you know, every single bank in New Zealand has entered into the same deal with the police to provide details in the same circumstances, namely without a warrant. So we really need to be pressing all of the banks and saying, well, hang on, BNZ, ANZ, ASB, all of you, what are you doing in these circumstances? Are you going to continue to hand over information without a warrant?
What do you mean?
We can press them.
Sorry, what do you mean the banks have entered into the same deal? You mean the same interpretation of the Privacy Acts?
So this is a deal. This is the banks have struck with the police. It's a written agreement to provide information without warrants. All New Zealand banks together, collectively, have entered into this agreement. Written agreement with the police, and basically it runs like, as long as the police promise that they need the information, the banks will just hand it over. So there's no inquiry by the banks, there's no information held by the banks that show them that it's needed. It's just an assertion. They call it a certification, namely the police write down on a piece of paper, we need this, and they sign it, and that's it. No warrant, they don't have to satisfy the test for a warrant, and the information gets handed over. And every New Zealand bank has entered into that agreement, and as far as we can tell, they're all doing it. So, it's not just Westpac. All the banks need to be pressured to make the same sort of change. And then if you step back beyond banks, the police have been going around and trying to enter into these agreements with other groups. They've done it with the banks collectively because the banks have a nice collective organisation they can deal with. But, you know, every company, telecom, utility companies, online websites where you might buy and sell stuff or leave your personal information for other purposes, anywhere that the police thinks there might be information about you that they might want, they have been going around and they've been entering written agreements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.